بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث 17 عن أبو موسى أشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا مرض العبد أو سافر كتب له مثل ما كان يعمل مقيما صحيحا. رواه البخاري. Still in this chapter, that there are very many ways of doing good deeds, and very simple they are, and the rewards are very great, and of course everlasting in the akhirat. And we should give preference to those amal over dunya's efforts that we make. We devote our time solely for all dunya's things, our earning, our houses, our cars, and we don't give time as such to our deen, to our akhirat. And it is so easy to earn our akhirat. In this hadith which Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person becomes ill or he goes on safar, then the reward for him is written down. For all the actions that he was doing while he was at home, he wasn't on safar, and when he was healthy, that is when a person goes on a journey which is not a haram journey for guna, a valid journey, even if it is for dunya, for business, etc. But because he's gone on a journey, and now he cannot do the normal amal actions he does when he's at home, Allah Ta'ala instructs the malaika that my banda is on a journey, and therefore he cannot do all those amal, but write the full amal for him, what he was doing at home. Ulama write that this is our nafal ibadat, not our faraz. Our faraz, even if we are on a journey, we must do our faraz, though there is concession there also that we remain qasar namaz. But we are not absolved of our faraz ibadat, our nafal ibadat. But if we were not making nafal ibadat, then what will be written for us? If we were making nafal ibadat, we go on a journey, then all the sawab, the nafil ibadat we were making, we still will get that full sawab. The same way, in the same hadith it comes, that when a person becomes ill, then now he can't do his normal amal, then also Allah instructs the malaika, my banda has become ill and he can't do all his ibadat as he normally used to do. Even when we are ill, our faraz ibadat we still have to make, namaz, etc. Though there is concession there also when we are ill, but the nafal ibadat that we are making, for that we will still get sawab. But if we were not making nafal ibadat, then what sawab will we get? So we should start with doing our nafal ibadat. This is with regard to illness and a journey. Also it comes in the hadith that when a person becomes old, and because of old age now, he can't do the ibadat he was doing when he was young, when he was healthy, then also Allah Ta'ala informs the malaika that my banda is gone old, now he can't make that ibadat. So that same sawab will still be written. But all this is on condition we were making nafal ibadat. In that we must consider how much nafal ibadat do we make. We have cut down and we have cut corners and shortcut all our ibadat. For example, Zuhar, the last two nafal namazes, very, very few of us make them. Asr, the four sunnats before Faraz, we don't usually make them. Maghrib, the nafils, we don't make. Isha, which is 17 rakat, you'll hardly find somebody who makes 17 rakat. So what sawabs will we get if we are doing all that nafil ibadat? We are reading our Quran Sharif daily. We are reading Yasin Sharif, etc. All our other ibadat, then that sawab will be still written for us. Our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, explains this very beautifully. He says that the people of the world learn from Allah Ta'ala like to give travel allowance. Travel allowance, big companies, governments give their civil servants travel allowance when they go for traveling. Allah gives travel allowance. That is, first of all, your faraz is made less, from 4 rakats to 2 rakats. And then all your, even if you can't make on your travel, you can't make your sunnate muakkada, even if you can't because of your travel. And your nafils, in most cases it's out of the question in travel. Even if you can and you don't make your nafil, but still you will get the sawab. But if we were not making nafil, then there isn't that sawab. In the same way, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the people, the governments of the world and companies of the world learn to give sick leave. Allah was the one who taught them you must give sick leave. That if you now, when you are sick and you can't do your ibadah, you will still get paid for your... Without doing that ibadah, you are sick now, you will still get paid for it, you will get the sawab. Allah is the one who has taught people to give pension. That is, if you are working in the company of Allah, so to say, you are making your nafal ibadat. Now when you are old, you can't do it anymore, now you will get your pension. Without doing that ibadat, you will get the sawab. But if you are not working in the company of nafal ibadat, and then you go to the company and tell them that now I'm old, I need pension. They say, we don't know you from above blue soap. You weren't working for us. You weren't doing any nafal ibadat. We should do our nafal ibadat, then we will get all that sawab. So it is so easy to gain so much sawab. A person might be ill in his old age for 8, 10 years, 15 years. Some people even longer. But when they were young, they were making the ibadat. In that old age now, they can't do anything now. But they will still keep on getting all that sawab. When we go on travel, we will get that sawab. When we will be ill, we will get that sawab. So much for us in the taking, just for that little extra nafal ibadat. But we don't make. Nafal rozas are out of the question for us. If we keep nafal roza, and because of suffer we can't keep, because of illness, we will still get all that sawab. But we don't make any nafal ibadat. We don't even do our faras properly. Just by the way, we just make our faras namazas also. But we don't take care to make them properly. It is very important that we give attention to this, and these rewards we will get, which will be forever. This hadith demonstrates the immense mercy of Allah Ta'ala in that the good deeds we habitually engage in are recorded in our favor when we cannot do them. According to the riwayat of Abu Dawud Sharif, the best deeds done by a person when he is healthy are recorded for him when he is ill. Where the best deeds that we do, all those, but we don't do any good deeds, any nafal. We only somehow manage our faras, rushing, and we just do our faras. But all the good deeds and the extra time we take, all that sawab is recorded for us when we are ill, when we are on travel, when we are in old age. In addition, good deeds refer to optional ones, not the obligatory and faras ones, as the latter need to be performed without fail, our nafal ibadat. But today we don't pay attention to nafal ibadat, and we just take it, if you do it, you get sawab, if you don't do it, there's no guna. That is a complete negative and wrong attitude that we have got. We should engage in nafal ibadat as much as we can. And the ulama explained, the journey undertaken for a sinful purpose does not fall within the ambit of this hadith. If we are going for some sinful reason we are traveling, then we won't get the sawab of our nafal ibadah that we were doing. It is a permissible journey. Hajj, Umrah, even for business, etc., if we are traveling, we will get that sawab. So Allah give us tawfiq to do our nafal ibadah, so that when, if we have to become ill, old age, or we are traveling, then we still get all that sawab. How great is not the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that now you cannot do all that and still you will get all that sawab. So the tahajjud, while you are traveling, you can't make tahajjud. You can't make your ishraq, etc. But you will still get that sawab. Your faras, your zuhar, you will only read two faras, asr namaz. But you'll get the sawab for all the four sunnat and muakkada, for all the nafil that you are doing, whatever other ibadat you are doing, you will get that full sawab also, even when you are ill. So it is necessary that we engage in our nafil ibadat and we don't delay and think when we are old we will start. That is completely wrong thinking. With nafil ibadat we must start when we are young, not when we are old. Then when we are old and we can't do it, then we will get the sawab. Otherwise, if we think when we are old we'll do ibadat, in old age a person becomes many times so ill that he can't do anything. Then how will we start? Do it now when we can, and then we will get the sawab. For not even not doing it, we will get the sawab. Allah give us the tawfiq and the proper understanding of our deen, and we can earn then the great, great rewards of the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.